Hello, how's it going? Welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet through our webpage, which is rai.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias, and I am bringing you this English language program of Rai Argentina to the World with news and with music from Argentina and Latin America. This is a show that you can listen on various frequencies in order to find out what's the best option, what's the best frequency. Just go online and check out our website, which is rai.com.ar. There you'll find the timetable, the updated timetable with all of the frequencies for you to listening on the shortwaves via WRMI. Also, on our website, you can have access to the link for listening to Rai via streaming directly coming from our studios in central Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina. And you can also listen to all of our content in 8 languages available as podcast for you to listen on demand whenever you want from wherever you want. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. You can send reception reports there that will be replied with a digital QSL card, all right? If you want to send a letter via conventional mail, you can do so. We still receive loads of those. And you can address them to RAI, Argentina to the World, Maipú Street, 555, and then Buenos Aires, Argentina. Okay, folks, we're ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. Defense Minister rules out a reinstatement of the military conscription in Argentina. Chile, Constitution Drafting Assembly aims to block refugee expulsion. The U.S. government ratified that it continues to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as president of Venezuela. UN report says 2 Uruguayan prisons committed acts of torture. Chinese laboratory CanSino says it could produce its COVID vaccine in Argentina. Sports. Racing turned the game around in Brazil to beat Cuiabá in the Copa Sudamericana. And these are the news. Defense Minister Jorge Tayana on Tuesday described the idea of reinstating compulsory military service in Argentina as nonsense. According to him, at present, being a soldier means choosing a profession, and he defended the current model of voluntary enlistment. Conscription ended with the Carrasco case because it was already an unfashionable system, he said. Omar Carrasco, let's recall, was a young conscript who died in 1994 in Neuquén barracks due to abusive treatment by his superiors. After the outrage generated by his death, the system was abandoned and voluntary entry into the armed forces was implemented in the country. Minister Tayana came out against the proposal of an opposition lawmaker who proposed this system for young people who neither study nor work. In Chile, the Constituent Convention approved an article prohibiting the expulsion of refugees. According to the text, persons who have applied for asylum may not be forcibly returned to the borders. Such migrants, according to Article 10, may not be deported if their life or freedom could be threatened outside Chile's borders. The proposal was approved with 115 votes in favor, 14 against, and 22 abstentions. After being finalized next July, the draft new constitution will be put to a referendum this year for approval or rejection. If approved, it will replace the Magna Carta imposed by Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship in 1980. The US government has renewed its support for opposition leader Juan Guaidó, whom Washington continues to recognize as interim president of Venezuela. This was stated by US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, who held a dialogue with the anti-Chavez leader this week. According to the US Foreign Ministry, Blinken expressed to Guaidó the White House's commitment to the holding of free and fair elections in Venezuela. Guaidó proclaimed himself interim president of Venezuela in early 2019 and was recognized by dozens of countries, despite Nicolás Maduro's victory in the 2018 elections. A report submitted to the United Nations claims that torture was committed in two prisons in Uruguay. The document was drafted by the SERPAJ agency, the Servicio de Paz y Justicia, based on 2 years of inspections of Uruguay's prisons. The panel's conclusion is that two of the centers, the MD1 and the Espacio de Tratamiento Transitorio Integral, the TTI, should be closed for torture, in addition to the deplorable building conditions. According to SERPAJ, a young man died in one of these prisons after being repeatedly beaten by an official who was also his boxing instructor. The report also confirms compulsive confinement practices of up to 23 hours per day. Chinese-Canadian laboratory CanSino could produce its COVID vaccine in Argentina. Officials from the pharmaceutical firm revealed that this would be part of a plan to supply the whole of Latin America. They made the announcement during a meeting with Argentina's health minister, Carla Bisotti, in Buenos Aires. "We are looking at options and looking for potential partners to carry out this possibility," CanSino CEO Xuefeng Yu said after the meeting in the Argentine capital. And finally, we've got sports. In the Copa Libertadores, Estudiantes de La Plata beat Uruguay's Nacional at home and are virtually through to the last 16 of the continental competition. Meanwhile, in the Copa Sudamericana, Racing beat Cuiabá 2-1 in Brazil. The team from Avellaneda managed to come back from a 1-0 partial loss. Racing's chances of advancing to the next phase of the competition are still alive, and they share the lead of their group with Peru's Melgar. Meanwhile, Independiente thrashed General Caballero of Paraguay 4-0 to consolidate their chances of qualifying for the last 16 of the competition. Let's point out that unlike the Libertadores, only the best of each group advances in the Sudamericana. And these were the news on RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE Argentina al mundo. RAE Argentina 面向世界.
RAE Argentina vers le monde.
RAE Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina to the world presents The Train to the Clouds in the province of Salta. It's about 1,730 kilometers from Buenos Aires. We find the departure station of the renowned railway tourist circuit known as the Train to the Clouds in the province of Salta. The most important engineering work in the country, considering the landscape it goes through, located in that northern province in Argentina. Tours leave from the village of San Antonio de los Cobres, that took the name from the protecting saint of mules, cowboys, and travelers. The name is also related to the nearby locality of the Sierra de Cobre, the Copper Hill, rich in that mineral. From Buenos Aires by land, the trip takes travelers an average of 18 hours, while by plane, it does not exceed 2 hours, to the provincial capital city. From there, there are still 168 kilometers to drive. San Antonio de los Cobres was the capital city of that district of the province of Salta until 1901, when it was reassigned as capital of the recent foundation of the Andes governorship that ended in 1943. The Train to the Clouds of World Fame was born out of an initiative of the General Belgrano Railway authorities late in November 1971, when they decided to try the ride for government officials and journalists leaving from the San Antonio de los Cobres station. On July 16, 1972, the first official tourist ride took place, which would keep going for 18 years until 1990, when the state privatized the railways. From 1991, the tourist attraction of the Train to the Clouds lay in private hands. It is worth mentioning that at the departure station of San Antonio de los Cobres, passengers find themselves at 3,000 meters above sea level, and the body suffered some distress due to the lack of oxygen. There's nothing to worry about, though, but it is advisable to reduce movements and to move slower. This sort of trip is not recommended for kids. Parallel to the railway undertaking, there are other activities of adventure tourism by 4x4 trucks, following different programs that include camping and rides. For some of them, a good physical preparation will be necessary, although for others, it's only a question of abiding by some directions.
Zambas carperas me llora el alma, y en las zambas carperas saltita me llora el alma.
Andando solo y lejos, tierra de Güemes,
lágrima de nostalgia brotan a veces, lágrima de nostalgia saltita.
The name Train to the Clouds is recent, and it is owed to a color movie produced by a couple of students and cameramen of the province of Tucumán, south of Salta. Both students at the National University decided to go on a trip on a train during the early 60s. On the occasion, they talked with the engineer before the trip started, so that when the train went through the duct La Polvorilla, the engine could release the fumes and they could shoot that special moment from the windows of the last coaches. The steam released met the cold outside and was kept suspended in the air for a long time above the Punar Valley landscape. The film was such a hit that the railway purchased the students' complete documentary. The film was offered to a daily in the city of Buenos Aires to have an article written about the tourist train activity. Inspired by the photograph showing the suspended steam and the cold air, the article was entitled The Train to the Clouds. As from that issue, the train was baptized with that name and it ran along 240 kilometers from the capital city of Salta to Antofagasta, in the neighbor country of Chile. At present, only 16 kilometers can be run on a train that goes through 29 bridges, 21 tunnels, and 13 ducts at a maximum speed of 35 kilometers an hour. The train can take up to 468 passengers and offers other services, such as restaurants, physician, consultant room, audio, video, and bilingual guides, as well as private security and an ambulance that accompanies the train. The tour starts riding along Route 51, going through the localities of Campo Quijano and Gobernador Solá, up to the El Alfarcito. There, a country breakfast is served with local products elaborated by the 25 communities that peopled the area. The Albergue de Montaña School is to be found in the place, attended by 150 students to get specialized in tourism. The trip continues along the gorge of the caves and the plains of Muñano up to the railway platforms of San Antonio de los Cobres, where travelers transfer into the train to the clouds that take them to the Polvorilla Duct. The one-hour drive takes passengers to a height of 4,200 meters above sea level. Along the drive, the passengers will cross bridges with awesome views and incredible tunnels that prove that this engineering work is one of the most majestic ones man-built in the last century. The way back to the city of Salta stops at Santa Rosa de Tastil, the administrative center of the so-called the Toro Gorge. There, passengers can visit the museum and also buy craftsmanship and local products at the Community Craftsman Center. This is the last stop before arriving at the city of Salta. At present, the train to the clouds represents a 125-year history, the time when the feasibility studies started to build a railway. In 1889, President Bartolomé Mitre dreamt of a railway that could climb the Andes Mountains in northern Argentina and cross to the neighbor country of Chile. After almost 70 years of pros and cons, the railway was built and linked Chile and Argentina. At present, the leg in use is very short, though no less awesome for that matter. Unforgettable views of majestic landscapes make this ride on the train to the clouds a must for tourists visiting the area. RAE, Argentina to the World, presented The Train to the Clouds in the province of Salta. Production, Pablo Navarro. Edition, Matías Arreceigor. The Voice, Miriam Turcula.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Me quieren agitar, me incitan a gritar. Soy como una roca, palabra.
Chiapas non mi toccan, adentro hay un volcán que pronto va a estallar. Yo quiero estar tranquilo, es mi situación, una desolación. Yo soy como un lamento, lamento boliviano que un día empezó y no va a terminar. Ya nadie hace daño. Y no estoy aquí
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina 面向世界。
RAI,
Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English that you can listen via WRMI on the shortwaves and also via internet through rai.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Take care and join us in a new show very soon of RAI Argentina to the World. Hasta la próxima.